Beekeeper and expert on bees, Lynn Williams, talks about a device that he invented to kill varroa mites that, in turn, are killing bees. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
We wanted something that was simple, that would work like a cookie tray where you could just slide it right in the front of the beehive. The product has what we call a closed-loop system. You have two pieces of metal. It has a thermal belt in there. Now, these belts are used in the industry, especially in the oil industry. When you're trying to pump crude oil down a pipe, it is thick. So they wrap these belts around the pipe. They heat the pipe, which allows the crude to flow more evenly. So we took this product, sandwiched between two aluminum plates, mount the controller on the front. You slide it in the front. Then we insert another temperature sensor in the hive body on the top of the center frame. So the controller is looking at comparison of two values. We know what the temperature is in the belt. We know what the temperature is that the sensor in the hive is reading. And we can maintain that temperature so accurate is remarkable. We're talking about a tenth of a degree accuracy. We maintain 106, so as not to stress the bees, we bring the temperature up to that set point over about 15 or 20 minutes. At that point, we have a closure stick on the front of the hive that can be removed to allow the bees to come and go freely, which gives us opportunity to kill any mites that might still be attached to the bees themselves.
Just in the nick of time, given that it is speculated that pollinating bees may become extinct otherwise. David Sparks.